Welcome to the Period Besties podcast with Stasha and Katie. Think About It is chatting with your best friends about all the TMI stuff you've never talked about before with two period coaches who've been helping hormones collectively for over 20 years now. I'm Stasha.
And I'm Katie, and we're pulling back the curtain on what it's like in the world of menstrual coaching. From puberty to menopause and everything in between, we're here to show you how period coaching can save the day. We'll share practical tips and information you can put to immediate use to improve your hormones and happiness.
We're removing the mystery, ending the taboo, and shining a light on just how powerful period coaching can be.
So whether you need period coaching or are considering becoming a period coach yourself, these episodes are going to help you. We'll share stories, coach live on air, and bring smart, savvy guests to share their wisdom too. Let's start today's episode.
All right, welcome to the Period Besties podcast. Today, we are going to talk about the luteal phase, but I, years ago, just very much decided that the luteal phase needs to be two different phases. So I kind of coined the term deep luteal with the help of my Facebook group, because we were all making jokes about how the end of the luteal phase is different. So today we're going to talk about the early luteal phase. So this is when we're coming out of ovulation, our estrogen and testosterone dip. And so this first part of the luteal phase is essentially your progesterone. So the space left behind in the ovary after the egg is released becomes the corpus luteum, and that turns in turn produces your progesterone. So your luteal phase is going to be hallmarked, especially this early half, by a rise of estrogen. It's not going to peak as high as during ovulation, but it does have a second wind, as I like to think of it. And your progesterone is going to rise as well. And so theoretically, you've got a good balance between estrogen and progesterone. And this early luteal phase often feels like the phase where you're tying up loose ends, you're nesting, you may be inclined to buy some throw pillows and candles that you may not actually need. But it is very much like a nesting, tying up loose ends feeling phase. And it's a good time to actually embrace those things as well. And a lot of times when I'm working with business clients, I'll joke like, this is the time to wrap up the work projects and turn to the pile of laundry and actually go, oh, this thing I've ignored for the last 3 weeks, maybe I'll do it now. And that's okay. Like, it's okay to kind of make that shift. But that early luteal phase should have some energy to it. It should feel pretty good. Not the same high as ovulation with that testosterone booster and the estrogen being as high as it is, but it should still feel like, oh, I've got a little breath of fresh air, a little second wind, and coast using that energy to enjoy it, to maybe wrap up some projects, some loose ends, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because progesterone is your calming hormone. I think we forget about that because most of us have challenging luteal phases, mostly in kind of that deep luteal, but like some of my clients, as soon as they ovulate, it totally shifts for them the day after. But progesterone is that calming hormone. So calming can be nesting. It can also, you know, shift the way that you think and what you are wanting to work on. I don't ever want to fold the laundry, but that could be a good time to do it. You might start feeling that shift in energy, like slowly, just like going in the follicular phase, day by day, it's going higher. Once you're ovulating, you'll kind of notice day by day, your energy shifting a little bit lower till we kind of get into that deep luteal. But the first few days after ovulation, you know, feeling that coast up high, you're not going to be as high, but you're still kind of coasting until we really dip. So it might be really good to continue doing the movement. The high intensity might start shifting.
Yeah, don't try and beat your times from ovulation.
Yeah, don't exactly. Like,
so good.
You still might want to like move, but like you're going to start craving. Like your body's going to want more kind of like the walking, the yoga, the Pilates. Strength training, again, always great in any phase. But day by day, you're just going to notice these small shifts. This is where I think it's really, really important. I see a lot of the negative self-talk happening right around now. this is a good reminder. So come back to this episode if you're listening to it and not in this phase, to be really kind and gentle to yourself. The negative self-talk is really loud in this phase. No matter how kind we are to each other, like, it just starts happening when the progesterone starts dipping. I've just noticed this, especially, we've mentioned many times heading into perimenopause, but it's definitely that that's kind of where I'm noticing the shifts the most, is in kind of how my brain is processing and how I'm speaking to myself. So a very kind, gentle reminder to be really gentle and kind to yourself as you're noticing those subtle shifts.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the phase that's associated with the waning moon, right? So right now it's still bright and you can still see outside at night because it's still a bright moon, but it's not completely full. Whereas we'll say in deep luteal, it's getting much darker. So we're still in that early waning moon. We're seeing the, you know, that things are starting to get a little darker, a little bit more internal. This is often considered the earth phase. I often think of it as like the earth mama phase, where, yeah, you kind of want to do some nesting. You might want to do a little bit of batch cooking if you like to cook. You might want to do some like rearranging of the furniture and the flow, the pillows and stuff. Don't rip out the kitchen though. I know the instinct in this phase is to rip out the kitchen and remodel. Don't do it in this phase. Just maybe make the plans, but don't actually start the work, because in another week, it's not going to be a thing. So you may want to do that. You may notice as well, like your sense of smell is moving from those bright citruses and bright fruits and things into more of those earth toned things, like softer, gentler smells. I often find myself moving more into kind of those like fall smells, like the pumpkin spice or the bourbon barrels or those kinds of things in this phase. So you may even notice your sense of smell starts to turn from those bright, astringent smells to something a little bit more comforting. Sight, sound, again, it may be a good phase still, but you may also see that you kind of want to turn it down a notch and move from, you know, like the electronica at work to something a little softer and gentler. So just start paying attention, start, you know, maybe once a day, ask yourself like, oh, do I need to turn the screen down? Do I need to get off screens a little earlier? Do I need to turn the music down or switch genres or something like that? So just kind of paying attention to all those senses and seeing, you know, are things starting to turn down yet?
Yeah. I think of it as like early fall. I grew up in New England. Yeah. So like September, even early October, you know, you would get some really nice days or you'd get really cold days. So like just coming into like early fall before we get into like the fall.
Yeah. In Chinese medicine, it's considered the late summer phase. So I like to think of the early luteal phase as when you're, you know, when you're sitting on the porch with a glass of iced tea, the sun's going down a little bit earlier, but you still have the long days. You're bringing in the harvest. So you're still doing some work, right? You're still bringing in the pumpkins. You're still bringing in the squashes. You're still doing some work, but it's now harvesting. You're bringing it in. You're doing the canning. You're doing the pickling, you know, whatever, you know, in kind of homesteading terms. But like, it's still, you're wrapping things up. So it's that late summer feeling. And like Katie said, it's starting to turn into fall. You're starting to notice a crisp smell in the air. You're starting to feel that shift happening. So it is definitely that that phase where it's like, I don't necessarily want to be out there busting my butt all day long. I kind of want to be enjoying an iced tea on the front porch now.
Yeah, like it's like, you know, the days when it's like warm during the day and then it's cool at night. Yeah, that's kind of like where we're heading.
Exactly. And what does that feel like in your body? And what does your body need and want? And what kind of support can you give it as that shift is happening internally for yourself?
Awesome. Well, we hope this was helpful, and we are going to be back talking about deep luteal. So if you've been just kind of heard about the luteal phase, this will be really helpful to kind of like hear the different parts of that. So join us in our next episode. Thanks for being here today, and we will see you soon.
A big shout out and thank you to our sponsors for today's episode, Period Coaching School and Katie Bresek Wellness.
Thanks to you, our favorite bestie, for listening to the Period Besties podcast, where no topic is TMI. And of course, share this episode with your besties.
Remember to leave us a 5-star review, nothing less than the best for us besties, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can follow us on Instagram at Stasha Washburn and at Katie Bresak, or email us at periodbestiespodcast@gmail.com.
Check out more about us at katiebresak.com and periodcoachingschool.com. And of course, check the show notes for free goodies and extras that support this episode.
We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye for now, besties.